for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
I'm talking about faith, the opposite of unbelief. This is Glenn Miller.
And I tell you, if there's ever a time that we need the fire of the anointing of the Holy Ghost around us, it's today. Sin is abounding, but His grace does much more abound. And we need to all be baptized in the Holy Ghost and fire. Fire. And unless you feel the fire of God burning and moving in you, you need to seek more of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Get more. Get more. It's the anointing that's going to break the yoke. It's the anointing of the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank you, Jay, for your faithfulness. I tell you, we need faithful. God is looking for faithful people. He's called and He's chosen, and now He's looking for faithful people. If they don't want to come and play the piano, if they don't want to come and play the organ, we'll sing anyway. And I praise God for that guitar. And we need to get right in tune with Him. Get in these keys.
The rocks will praise Him.
The rocks will praise Him. Those rocks are over there on that tape. Praising. And we have people write in about this music tapes, all the different music tapes. They just put it on. They can be ever so down, and the music will lift them and bring them up. And we play that music tape up in my office a lot because it's so refreshing. But I praise God for all of the people. And He's going to bless you for tithing. He is going to bless you. He will. He will. He has blessed us over the years for paying our tithes. Praise the Lord. Thursday will be fasting and prayer day. And we read that, but some of you weren't here. We read a letter from a man, I think they're way in their 70s, and this woman has had, is it 24 strokes, 14 strokes, and she's had a broken hip and I don't know what all, and she's been unconscious for 2 years, and we prayed upstairs there one day. I remember the anointing was very heavy on all of you, and Patty sent her my prayer cloth, and she woke up. She got out of the hospital and is in a rest home now, getting her therapy. She hadn't even known her husband for 2 years. That's the Lord Jesus and His healing power. And there are many, many other cases. Women have written in and had something wrong with their knee. I remember one woman. We sent her that prayer cloth, and she was able to walk without pain for the first time in a long time. So the Lord is still healing. And He's still baptizing. He's still saving. And all we have to do is pray and believe. And I think we're way behind on our Thanksgivings. Are you ready, Glenn?
I want to pray for Daniel. He needs prayer this morning. Pray for him. And anybody else need prayer this morning? Oh, okay. All right, now we're going to do this different maybe than we've ever done before. Jamie, come up here. Mary, you come up here. Sorry to be so bossy. Take your finger. Give me your finger. Put it on there. Like that. Okay. All right. I'll tell you what you're going to do in a minute. Okay. Now, Jamie, you go back there to Daniel. And Lisa, you're sitting there by Daniel. You put your hands on him. And Mike, you come over and lay your hands on Daniel. Go back there and anoint his head with oil, and you're going to pray for him. And you put your hands on him and pray for him. Mary, go anoint Glenn with oil and lay your hands on him. Nina, come on, you here that are close by, lay your hands on her and pray for her. Lord, we rebuke this in Jesus' name, in Daniel. I curse it in Jesus' name. As Jamie anoints him with oil and they lay hands on him, I curse that in Jesus' name in him. And then Lynn, as they anoint her with oil and lay hands on her, I curse that in Jesus' name. I command the Spirit of the Lord to flow and bring restoration and healing. In Jesus' name, I thank you for it, Lord. I praise you for doing it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, praise the Lord for it. We praise the Lord for healing Lynn here. We thank you for touching him, Lord. We praise you for it. Faith is in him. And faith is the opposite of unbelief. So we don't want unbelief in all of us. We want faith in us to believe the word of the Lord and to be able to perform and do that which the Lord has called us to do. And we'll come to that place as we not only believe, but as we put God's word in us so that there's something in us to believe with. We got to have something in us so we've got something to believe with. Okay? And that's what I want to talk about this morning. Yes? Will you come up here, honey? No. No. I'm not upset about it either, but I want to pray for you. I love you, honey. You know that. And I want God's best in your life. And for James, too. Okay. I'm not sure if you're here. I'm not sure if you're here. I know so. You're just the best thing to have. Praise you, Jesus. Lord, I strengthened her this morning. I renew her faith in thee, God, through Jesus. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Lord, I speak your anointing that rests upon her, Lord, to flow forth to her. I speak the anointing that you've given unto her, Lord, to be imparted unto others. Lord, I renew that in her, Lord Jesus. I speak the word of the Lord into her in Jesus' name. Saint, and I bind your powers that would try to destroy her or anyone else that serves thee. I break that power of her. I loose her from it in the name of the Lord. I break that off of her in Jesus' name. I loose her to the glory of the Lord. To that which you've called her for, Lord, I loose her to that place. And I praise you for it, Lord. I thank you for it. Praise the name of the Lord. I lift James up before you. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the knowledge that he's received and that which he has learned, Lord. The Father, I bind the powers of over him in Jesus' name. I loose his mind to a right understanding of the word. I loose his mind to a place, Lord, where he can serve you as he should serve you. Lord, we have compassion and love for him, Lord Jesus. And in your word, Lord, you said that if we call on thee, that you hear and answer our prayer. We call on you for James this morning. And I loose unto him, Lord, your love and your understanding and peace in his heart, Lord, and in his mind. I loose peace into him in Jesus' name. And I loose a love of all of us for him, Lord, to hold him up before thee. And I thank you for it, Lord, that he may come to a place that he knows your will and your way in his life for your glory. And I thank you for it, Lord. And I thank you for peace in Teresa's heart today. I speak peace into her that she walks in the path that you call her to for your glory. And I praise you for it.
Praise the Lord.
When we were singing about standing in the, holding up our hands, and it was about the temple and the courts, Brother Ellenwood came to me, and we need to pray for him this morning. Lord, we lift up Brother Ellenwood this morning. Lord, we speak health into his physical body. I bind the powers and dominions of Satan that are arrayed in his mind and the things, Lord. I break the powers of Satan over his life today. I loose him from those powers. I break that over him in Jesus' name. And I loose the glory of the Lord to flow forth unto him this morning. Praise and worship and glory unto God this morning in behalf of Brother Ellenwood and in the home where he's at today, Lord. That the glory of the Lord shall shine forth for your name's sake. I praise you for it, Lord. I thank you for it. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, in order to have faith to overcome unbelief, we must believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's the very first thing that we must do. And so, Lisa, I want you to help Jamie read for me John 3:15. John 3:15 tells us, and we all should know it by heart, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So that is the very first foundation, that is the beginning of all things, first of all, to believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. And if we believe in him, we have to believe that before we can have any other faith for any other thing. But we must believe that. And that is the basis for all of everything else in the Bible, really. That whosoever believeth in him, the Lord Jesus Christ, shall not, should not, will not perish, but will have, and does have, and can have eternal life. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So that's our very first thing, to believe that God is, and to know that God is by Jesus Christ. Okay, Romans 10 and 9. Daniel Evans, read me Romans 10 and 9. Just over past Acts, you'll find Romans. And Romans 10 and 9 in my Bible is page 168, but it won't be in yours. Unless you've got a Thompson chain, then it will be. Romans 10, verse 9.
Now, the God that hath raised from the dead shall be saved.
Yep. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So that's how we come to believe, that so we can have faith, that we confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ raised from the dead and that he is our Lord. And that's how we come to so we can have the knowledge of that salvation, by confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord. Okay. Okay, read it for us. So whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, then we shall be saved. And the Lord's called us then, after we have come to that knowledge, to be a mouthpiece, first of all, by an example. First be the example. Then as you grow in the Lord and you become that example, then you can become a mouthpiece to tell what the Lord has done for you. And you can tell what he's done for you because you are an example of Jesus. Bobby, you got your Bible? Okay. Genesis chapter 22. Huh? Oh, you don't have a... Okay, Genesis 22. But see, the Lord has called us then, after we're saved, to be a public example before all men of Jesus and what he has. Okay, in Genesis chapter 22, I want verse 7 and 8, Bobby. And we're going to see something here as we unfold some scriptures.
And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father? And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire in the wood. But where's the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together.
Well, they went. Now, here's an example we're going to see of some of faith. Of faith. And this example is brought by also another example. This is an example of Jesus coming to be the Lamb for the world here. And Abraham is prophesying that and foretelling it, that God will provide a lamb. Now, Abraham didn't realize what he was prophesying, I don't think. Now, he may have, but I don't believe he realized what he was prophesying when he said this, that he was prophesying concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he would be our example, and that he would be the sacrifice for all of our sins. Okay? But now, on down in verse 13, Amanda, can you go down there to verse 13 and read me verse 13? Now, Abraham's faith, you see, now Abraham spoke that God would provide a sacrifice. Now, Abraham's, what he spoke, carried two meanings. It carried one for Abraham, that he thought that there would be something that would take Isaac's place. He hoped, he believed that. And here it came to pass. But he also spoke that Jesus was that lamb, that sacrifice. And so, God provided Abraham a sacrifice, a lamb. Then God provided a sacrifice for us, a lamb, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and became our sacrifice for our sins. Okay? So, by faith, then, Abraham saw this. All right? Now, over in verse 17 and 18, Mike Orchard, I want you to read that for us, because this applies yet to you, Mike, today, and to me. 22, 17, and 18. Amen. Now, that blessing is for me, and it's for you today. If we obey the voice of the Lord, this promise is given 4,000 years ago, but that promise is as good that right now as it was when it was given to Abraham. That promise is as good for me today as it was for Abraham in the day that Abraham received it. That is my promise, that God will bless me, and he will multiply my seed to his glory, and if we obey his voice. So we have at the same time, for that to be our portion, we must obey the voice of the Lord. Today, the voice of the Lord is the written word of God, and also things that come through prophecy and that. But basically, the voice of the Lord is what's written in this Bible. That is God's voice. That is the Lamb of God, as we have today, this Word of God. That is the voice of God today. So, that promise is ours. It's every one of us is here. If we believe, trust, and put our faith in this Word. Okay? No?
And I think his heart was probably breaking, but yet he was speaking the word of faith.
Yes, and this little part of this little scripture here we sing, if I go away, I will come again to you. We sing that. Yes.
God would have destroyed the children of Israel, but for the promise that he gave here to Abraham.
That's right.
God's for,
and
by faith in that word, the one man's obedience to God was preserved for generations and ages of people. How much greater is this promise now that Christ has come to us, and in him, how much greater than my will, by him, will that life be given to us?
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's right. That's right. Yes, Morris? Amen. Jesus talking. So that brings it right up today. For those who don't like to take it out of the Old Testament, well, that brings it up where Jesus said, yes, Morris?
And verse
Oh, yeah, it's got them all listed there.
By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. He received the promises and offered up his only begotten son. And it was he to whom it was said, in Isaac shall your seed be called. He considered that God is able to raise him even from the dead, from which he also received him back as a type. So there's no argument there.
That's right. Well, let's look at some more people who trusted in the Lord. Let's go over to 1 Samuel. Lisa Tester, I want you to read for me verses 33 through 37 of the 17th chapter of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 33 through 37. 37. Next verse. Okay. So, the Spirit of the Lord rose up in David. When he saw wickedness in the land, and he said, went to Saul, and he said, Saul, I'm able to do this. Saul said, no, you're not. You can't do it. Saul and David said, yes, I can. And he said, I'll tell you why I can do it. He said, the lion came against the sheep, and I killed him. The bear came against the sheep, and I killed him. And he said, I can take care of this Philistine. Then he tells him why he knows he can take care of it in the 37th verse. He said, and the Lord delivered me. That's how come he knows that he can take care of the Philistine. Because he gives God the glory for delivering him from the lion and the bear. And he knew that God did it. Now he says, I know God delivered me from those two because in myself I wasn't able to kill that lion or that bear. But God helped me do it. Now, I know that I'm able to take care of that Philistine. And with the help of the Lord, I'm going to do it. We'll get there. Yes, Mary? That's right. But you see, he knew the word of the Lord. He had studied, he knew the word, and that's what we have to do.
He knows the Philistines, they come with shields and swords. He said, I come,
okay.
To be in the name of the Lord of hosts, God.
Well, I want to... Right, right.
Because of the curse of the soul of our fathers visited us for the 10 generations. And it works the same way with the blessings of the Lord.
Well, the Bible says the blessings of the Lord are to 1,000 generations.
To 1,000 generations.
Yeah.
The blessings of the Lord that Abraham had, that's going to belong to us. That's the same as...
Teresa, turn over there to the 45th verse of the 17th chapter of Samuel, and I want you to read me clear down through verse 50. 45 through 50. But David went in the name of the Lord, unafraid, because he knew his God. And we come against the powers of Satan today because we know that the word of the Lord delivers us. By the authority of that word, we come and we expect and believe for deliverance and for our prayers to be heard and answered. Amen. Because the word of the Lord says so. And because we have these examples to look back to where God did so. And if God says he's no respecter of persons, and what he did for David over here in the many hundreds of years ago, he'll do David Evans today, or Mike Orchard today, or Lisa Orchard, or some of the rest of us, just as he did then. But we've got to come to the place where all of us understand that God's word is sure, and that it's his word that we use, and when we use it, it works. But we have to study his word so we get it in our hearts to know. Okay, now let's go over to Daniel. The third chapter of Daniel. Richard, have you got the third chapter of Daniel there? Daniel 3, I want you to start with verse 16 and read me through verse 19. Well, wait a minute. Before you do that, I want to say something about this just before you do that. In the first verse of chapter 3 here of Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar has set up an image to worship. And the decree has gone out that everybody has to worship this image. And those who don't worship them, worship this image, why, something's going to happen to them. Well, the world has done the same thing today. The world has set up many images for everybody to worship. And the biggest image today, the majority of it, is sex, and in that realm, all of that realm. It's the biggest, one of the biggest. The other is money. Those are images that Satan has set up to entice people with to serve Satan. Now, everything is right in its right place. In its right place. But now, if Nebuchadnezzar hadn't declared here that he was God of everything, see, by doing this, well, that's where he made his big mistake, Nebuchadnezzar, because he declared that he was God over everything, which he found out different in years later on, and he acknowledged that God was God, and he did here, too. So, this decree has gone out that everybody has to bow their knee to the things of the world. Today, it's all the pleasures of the world. The decree of Satan has gone out. Everybody bows their knee to the pleasures that the world offers today. That's more important than the word of the Lord. That's more important than God, the pleasures of the world. That decree has gone out. But God says, no, that you shall not bow your knee. And so let's read here in verse 16 through verse 19. Meshach, Nebuchadnezzar. Shadrach. Oh. Abednego. Meshach and Abednego.
Therefore, you commanded that the furnace
okay. Now, they refused to bow to the things of the world, which that represented. Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom represented the greatest kingdom of the world at that time. And what he decreed was the thing of the world. And they refused to bow to the things of the world. We have many things of the world today. And when the Lord declares that we should refuse to bow to Satan's empire and the things that he puts up for us as enticements. He says that we should not bow to those things. And when we refuse to bow and we take our stand, then all hell breaks loose against us. Satan throws everything against us. And the kids at school make fun of you. The people where you work say you're funny. And because you won't do this or do that. But in the bottom of it all, they admire you. But Satan throws that against you. And Satan holds it up over your head, and if you give in and become part of what the rest of the world is doing, then you are a disgrace to God. But if you stand forth and declare that Jesus is Lord of your life, you don't have to say that out loud, but you say it in your heart, Jesus is Lord of my life, and I will serve the Lord, then the others will admire you. They will, and you will be an example that they will want to be like. And that's the only way that the rest of the world will ever want Jesus, is if they see Jesus in you or me, and they want Jesus because they see him in us. And we have to determine that no matter what happens, the fiery furnace or whatever, we're going to serve the Lord. Okay, now let's turn over to in Daniel, chapter 6. We're at chapter 3. Now let's just go over here a couple of pages to chapter 6 in Daniel. Angela, can you read me there? Verse 1 through 3. Daniel 6. Okay. No, that's all. That's just four. That's four. Okay. Now, Daniel had served the Lord. And the thing, now, she read in that translation what I wanted, but it doesn't say it in the King James, but she read that they became jealous. jealousy rose up in the hearts because they saw that God was blessing Daniel. And jealousy rose up, and they tried to find a way to do away with Daniel. And that's true today also to those who try to serve the Lord with all their hearts. Others sometimes become jealous and they do things or say things that they shouldn't. And so Daniel had this jealousy, this ugly monster of jealousy against him, because he was serving the Lord and God was blessing him. So they decided to do away with him. And they got a decree through that everybody who didn't bow down and worship the king here, Darius, and the law of the Medes and the Persians was that it couldn't be changed, and then they found Daniel praying every day anyway. And so let's read in, I want, chapter 4. And Paul is writing to Timothy here. Paul is evidently down near the end of his lifetime, and he knows it. And he's instructing Timothy. And he's telling him about things that are going to happen, and that his departure is at hand, and there's going to be those who are going to rise and teach against the word of the Lord. But he says in verse 3, he says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears." He says, "And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." But he says, he's ready to be offered up for the hand of his, time of his departure is at hand. He's saying he's come down. He says, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." The faith has not departed from him. He has kept the faith. And we need to get within our hearts that no matter what happens, no matter what the circumstances, we keep the faith of the Lord Jesus regardless and know that he is able to take care of us. And I want to turn over to Luke. Chapter 7. And Mark chapter 9. You just stay there where you're at. In Mark chapter 9, when they brought the epileptic boy to Jesus and they weren't able to free him and set him free, Jesus had a remark to make to him, but for all to hear. And Jesus said unto him, he said, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to he who can believe." And we need to ask the Lord to help us that we can believe, that our faith fail not. And over in Luke, the 17th chapter and the 5th verse, "And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith." And that's what I pray for all of us here today, this morning. And we shall study the word of the Lord and implant it within our hearts so that our faith can increase and that it will increase, that our faith increases so that we are able to believe the word of the Lord, and that when we pray for people, when we pray for our own selves and for each other, that we will know that we know that we know that we know that the word of the Lord is true and it shall come to pass. So that's why it's important that we not only just read the word of the Lord every day and put all the time in it that we have time for, but that we study it. There's a difference between just reading it and studying it. You can read a chapter or you can study a chapter. You can read a chapter, and if you're, when you're reading, the way to read the Bible and study it is as you read, you see something that strikes your fancy, to stop and look at it and see if there's some references for it, and then go look up those other references, and then come back and continue and read on again. And go on. But learn to study the word of the Lord as you read it, so that it'll be embedded in your heart, so that you'll not sin against the word of the Lord or against your fellow man in either. Both are sin. But that we'll stand and be able to stand, and then to continue to stand. That Jesus shall be known as Lord of our lives, wherever we are and to whoever we have contact with. Okay? Now, my intent is to get into all of our hearts here and all you young people an understanding that God's Word is the Word of the Lord, and enabled to stand against the things of Satan, we must put the Word of the Lord into our hearts. And these examples that we read this morning are examples that show that God honors His Word, and He's faithful to those who believe that He is God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, the Lord bless you, help you to have and hide in your heart His Word so that none of us sin against Him. Yes, Niner? Sure will.
We believe that restore
come up here, honey. Jesus said that this is what He came for. Well, Morris, lay hands on him over here while we pray for which eyes? That one over there. Okay. Lord, we come in for the half of Vanessa. And I anoint this eye with oil, and I curse whatever is back here that's caused this infirmity in this eye. I curse it in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I command this eye to become normal and strong as the other one, and both of them shall have 20/20 vision. I curse this out of here, and I command it to be whole in Jesus' name. Father, your word says that we have that authority, and I claim it, and I believe it to be so in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you for hearing our petitions. We thank you, Lord, that you are God, and Jesus is Lord of lords and King of kings. And in Him do we have our belief and our trust and our being. And we move in His and by His Word. And so today, Lord, we thank you for your Word. Help us, Lord, to be able to believe it. Help thou our unbelief and increase our faith in Thee. And I thank you for doing it, Lord. And I praise you for it in all of these Thy people that are here this day, from the least unto the oldest. Father, I decree that your Word shall live and live within us for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, the Lord bless you and help us to study the Word of the Lord. I'm going to ask that Brother Nelson plays and sings for us the little chorus about the blood of Jesus washing our mind.
Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. The Lord, paint my mind with the blood of Calvary. Lord, paint my mind with the blood of Calvary. Wash away all the stains of yesterday's pain with your brush of love. You colored the earth, the sky, the sea. Lord, please do this one thing for me. Paint my mind with the blood of Calvary.
I guess the folks feel that they don't... I was going to sing this myself, but I don't want to sing it myself. I want you folks to sing it with me, everybody. Hallelujah. Lord, paint my mind with the blood of Calvary.
Lord, paint my mind with the blood of Calvary. Wash away all the stains of yesterday's pain with your brush of love. Wash away all the stains of yesterday's pain with your brush of love. You colored the earth, the sky, the sea. You colored the earth, the sky, the sea. Lord, please do this one thing for me. Paint my mind with the blood of Calvary. Lord, paint my mind with the blood of Calvary. Wash away all the stains of yesterday's pain with your brush of love. You colored the earth, the sky, the sea. Lord, please do this one thing for me. Paint my mind
blood of Calvary. Lord, paint my mind with the blood of Calvary. Wash away all the stains of yesterday's pain with your brush of love. You colored the earth, the sky, the sea. Lord, please do this one thing for me. Paint my mind with the blood of Calvary. Lord, paint my mind with the blood of Calvary. Wash away all the stains of yesterday's pain with your brush of love. You colored the earth, the sky, the sea. Lord, please do this one thing for me. Paint my mind with the blood of Calvary. Lord, paint my mind with the blood of Calvary. Wash away all the stains of yesterday's pain.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com.
There are many free audio files there.
It's like going to Bible school at home.